Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
I want to thank me. I want to thank me for believing in me. I want to thank me for doing all this hard work. I want to thank me for having no days off. I want to thank me for never quitting. I want to thank me for always being a giver and trying to give more than I receive. I want to thank me for trying to do more right than wrong. I want to thank me for just being me at all times. Snoop Dogg, you a bad motherfucker, cuz.
Hello, legends, and welcome back to another episode of the Lads Podcast. My name's Barney, and over here on my left is fucking Stiffy. How are you, fucker?
Fucking, mate, I'm great. I've got a bit going on.
I
was still firing up my phone as that came in, because I just realised my fucking thing was locking up and going sideways on me, and that's kind of...
Stiffy's still coming.
Still good. Yeah, exactly. Still I think coming. I'm here now, so now it's good.
He's
hey,
present.
Do you know this is number 19?
Number 19?
Yep.
Fuck yeah, that goes quick, doesn't it?
Like doesn't it just seem like we fired that Roadcaster up the first time last week?
In the shop.
Yeah. So it's I don't know, like it's going quick.
Number 19 is actually in the new studio.
So that's where I was getting to.
That's what we have to call it.
We've been taking little steps on this journey of the Lads Podcast. And I guess if we turn the clock back, we actually did 7 episodes called the No Name Potty.
Yeah, we did.
Back in the day, because we were just like, oh, you know. So now, everyone knows we're the Lads, and it's awesome, because obviously that's life adventures and daily stories. Mate, but we've taken another little step, haven't we, like you just said?
Yep.
So
we're leaving the gear set up in here.
We've now got our studio.
Fuck yeah.
It's kind of a bare studio.
Doesn't have a fridge yet, like a big fridge.
No, it's still, like we still bought the fridge. We did drag the old crickety one.
Yeah.
That's in the, that people have heard us crack into. And I think, why not? We've got to get another can. It's a can. Have we got cans in the fridges today? Because.
Did you get the cans or not?
Well, we've been having a couple of stubbies and they don't sound as bad.
Let's have a look.
I think you better go have a look. Righto. Get into it. Oh, we do have cans. Bloody hell. And it's a newie. It's a freshie. I've never seen this one.
It's a newie. This one's for little Elle because she didn't want us drinking the same thing over and over again. God bless her. So this one is actually a Your Mates Brewing Co. Larry Pale Ale.
It's a Larry.
A Larry. Fucking Larry. It's another Australian one too. She's a 4.5%er. 300 and something mils. And it's got Cheers Mate on the side. So up your bum.
Cheers Mate. Yeah, right, eh? Yeah, crack it into it. Here's for number 19. Yeah, it cracks pretty good too. Oh, that was... Oh, dude, that crack was good. So, down the hatch.
It's got a good smell about it, hasn't it?
I know, I could smell it. Right, let's go. Up. Mm-hmm. Oh, Larry.
Oh, she's got a lot of flavour in there, hasn't it?
That has got a bit going on. So it's a fancy looking can, as in is that a yellow goldy?
Yellow it's, goldy in the Australian colours, actually. Go Australia.
Green and gold, isn't it?
Yep.
It's got some palm trees on there. Have another go.
It's tastes like beer.
Mm.
A very full flavoured beer, I would say, actually.
Yes, it has. Mm. There is a bit of a spiel on the back there that. Fuck my eyes.
Fuck your eyes, fuck your eyes.
Can you even read that?
Not even read that. Take a photo of it and fucking read it out to us.
I don't even know if I can take a photo of it.
Actually, one day we'll actually do a... give us a look at your last three photos on your phone.
Here we go. So everyone has a mate like Larry. He's an easygoing, summer-loving, pale ale balanced with flavours of Queensland tropical fruit. Whatever the occasion, Larry's always celebrating with mates. Your hashtag Larry Mate. There you go.
Mate, it's got to come from the saying as happy as.
I probably need to get.
Happy as Larry, yeah?
Well, that's it. Yeah.
Happy as Larry. No, I can see why Larry's happy. That's actually, that's got a lot of flavour.
That's a pale ale. That's cracking a Jeez. Larry. That's getting a Larry down your throat.
Yeah.
Hmm?
No.
You're not going there?
No, we're not fucking getting Larry down. That's right. That's gay.
So is that saying?
Not that there's anything wrong with being gay, but that's gay.
I've just cracked a Larry?
You've cracked a Larry.
Yeah, and I'm putting Larry down my throat.
You're as happy as Larry.
Right. Glad we got
fucking
around that.
Move on.
So yeah, mate, we're in the studio. We and you know what? We need to test this for a few things because.
And this is the way we test shit too. Like we don't fuck around and just test shit and then fucking.
Yeah.
We just do an episode and then next minute you're listening to it.
Yeah, correct. Like, is it echoey? I think I can hear a bit of echo.
Don't know.
So
maybe the listeners can fucking pop.
We'll just have
until
to
we listen to it on fucking Thursdays. Is going to drop on Thursday. It's Tuesday.
Yes, that's Tuesday night tonight. This will drop Tuesday. Thursday. And I guess that's just where we'll have to. Our next step will be dressing this studio up to make it a little bit more homey.
Mm.
Like you said, we might even put a fridge in here.
There's got to be a fridge.
It's going to be. So how big? How big? So being that,
it's going to be a cold room. It's going to be like a fucking walk-in fucking.
Really?
12 foot deep cold broom.
So, like, as in, fucking hell, really? Mm. Right.
Yep. Somewhere
so, we just said we were going to take we just said we were going to take baby steps with this, you know, like put a little fridge in the corner.
We're running, mate. We're running. Run with me. Run with me, Steffi. Run with me.
Oh, dude. Yeah, we'll have to, you know, deck this new studio out. It's really good that we've been able to get in here. We may even give it a lick of paint. But right now, we've just sort of dusted the cobwebs off it and thrown ourselves in here, haven't we?
That's all we've done, really.
Oh, and we put the sign up.
The sign's up, the table's here, the table's podcast shit, the everything else is there, but that's it.
Like, we're in and we're going.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. So it's, mate, it's been a whirlwind since the last time I've seen you. Since like last, well, actually, the last episode, episode we dropped was Justin but it's a boxing. That was a good little chat, wasn't it?
It was a great chat. Great bloke.
Yeah, 100%.
And he's got a good yarn on him, too.
Yeah, so. The man can talk. So I think, you know, off air afterwards. He was telling us a few things and looking forward in the future, we're definitely going to get Justin back on.
Yep.
And we've got things in the pipeline.
He's
to maybe
even given us a few ideas. So we're going to try to run with that. So we need a few.
Yeah.
Get the technical people onto the side and work out what he wanted to do. So we'll give that a go.
So that's going to be good too, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like in the future.
We won't spill any beans just yet.
No, no. But, you know, it's always going to be around that boxing and fighting and things like that. So.
Mm.
That's really good. Mate, a bit of admin, of course. Anyone that wants to be involved with the show, feel free to smack the back end out of our email address. So to run you through a few things, everyone's got a voice recorder on your phone. It's pretty simple. Find your voice recorder and record yourself. And you know what? If you think you've done a shit job, then delete it and do it again. That's the simplest way of putting it. And then with your rant or your call-in or whatever you want to talk about, maybe you're going to give us a what we should try, our next beer, or maybe anything you've heard on the potties you want to comment on or even participate in.
Yep.
Or give us a rant. Like our last one, actually the one before it, where we said, what can you fuck off out of your life?
Fuck off, yeah. Give us a fuck off.
Definitely. Oh.
I've got a fuck off today too, so
have
that's
you?
Coming up.
So
later.
The email address is, of course, theladspotty@gmail.com. So potty being PODDY, theladspotty@gmail.com. Mate, one thing I wanted to talk to you about is some of our stats. Like America, fucking g'day America. Seriously, that's our biggest country of listeners outside of Australia.
Serious?
On our stats in the background. And like we said, like we
maybe
keep saying.
Maybe they're sick of listening to fucking Trumpies. So
oh, I don't
maybe
know.
They'll just listen.
Well, like we keep saying, that. We haven't really pushed any advertising on this yet. No. And we're starting with socials. Yeah. And
only this week we've really started too.
But
so.
I wanted to give a shout out to the Americans, to the USA. Now, if you are listening to this from America right now, I know how many numbers are in America. And it's not that big, right? As in our numbers. It's not that big.
No.
Our numbers. So there's got to be only a few listeners. So if you're sitting in America right now and you're hearing my voice, I'm talking directly to you. I want you to be involved with the show.
Yeah.
Because you're one of our OG Americans.
Yep.
So do us a voice message. Give us a call. I want to hear your voice. I want to hear your accent.
Let us know
tell
where
you're from.
What state.
Definitely. Yeah. The potty theladspotty at gmail.com. Send it in. Or reach out on any of our socials. We've got the Facebook. We've got the Instagram.
We've got the TikTok.
We're fresh at it. We're still stumbling our way through.
I've actually not put anything on TikTok yet, so I had to get my daughter to actually show me how to edit a video that you sent to me today. So I had to steal it off Facebook to put it on Instagram.
Oh, yeah, we know.
So I done the old screen record and...
Yeah, fuck, yeah. We're all over it, aren't we?
Fuck,
we are fumbling our way.
Fuck, mate. Yeah. Stumbling had through the bush, mate.
Had a mate of mine, Timmy, from Toowoomba. Shout out, Timmy. He messaged me last week saying, fucking... Love the potty. He's been listening. So it's just good to get that feedback. So yeah,
and some of the feedback I've got actually just in this last week since we've been releasing a few of the little videos and clips and
yep.
and stuff like that, I've had a couple of mates that I actually haven't spoke to in quite some time. Like I'm talking years, like might have been 3 or 4 years, just randomly ring up
yeah.
and speak to them. So if anything that sort of that's done for me is I'm actually going to make a few phone calls in the next couple of weeks, of just blokes that I haven't spoke to in the last 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, good.
Just bring them up. Like, it was great. Like, but it was like 40 fucking minutes phone calls, each of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it was, and return phone call. Like,
yep.
Didn't have enough time. But yeah, so I'm actually going to make the next couple of days and just bring a few blokes that I've had really good contacts with.
Yeah.
And yeah, just touch base with them again. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah.
Well, that's on your to-do
and
list.
Thanks
that's
for the
good.
Calls. You boys will know who it is. Yeah, he's been listening and giving me a bit of shit. So thanks for that. Love it.
So definitely that email address, that rant line, you can get anything off your chest. You can participate in the show. So, you know, whack in. Why not use it? Go for it. The Facebook group is up and running as well. So we've got a Facebook page, but we've also got a little sneaky group in the background of just you listen for your listeners, you know. So by all means, jump on in into the group and answer a simple question. Answer is the shed. And be involved, and we might start putting some stuff on there as the numbers start growing. But if you're in there already, say g'day. Maybe put up something that you're doing on the weekend and go from there.
Yeah.
So that's a little bit about Stat. Oh, and of course, we're on all of your podcast platforms. So we're mainly one is Spotify, of course, and Apple Podcast. A couple of episodes ago, I listened back to it and I said Apple iPod. Like the things that I say sometime, the dribble that comes out of my fucking gullet.
Feel free to give him a fucking riven, but don't be me because I fucking don't have any speech impediments.
Yep. Yeah, give me a riven. Dead set. I don't care. I'll take it on board.
I actually said Pablo was from Mexico the other day too, so and Pablo was from Colombia.
Oh. Yeah, so. Well, there you go.
But I remember that, but yeah, I was listening back to it going, oh, fucking idiot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's been a few things I've said. I'm like, Jesus. Yeah,
we're only human.
Was that the alcohol talking or was that just me fucking
up? I'll tell you what, love me for who I am, not what you want me to be.
So, yeah, copy. Yeah. Mate, I sent you a photo. So moving on, I sent you a photo this morning. I got my fat ass out of bed.
Yes, you did, Stiffy, and I was fucking very proud of you, actually. So
yeah, got back in the gym, first morning back, even though I was going to go yesterday. I don't know what happened yesterday morning. Just went, fuck it. But a few things have been happening, and I'm just like, you know what? The time is now. I got a bit of inspirational things yesterday that came through that I went, you know what? It's time to get back in that gym.
You know what I reckon it was? It was that fucking interview with Justin O'Leary.
Oh, mate. Yeah, well, 100%. Yeah.
You like the gym talk and I reckon that sort of
but
fucking
also,
fired you.
I stopped going because it was winter, right? It was getting to winter. It was getting dark. It was getting cold. I'm like, ugh. Now, we're in August, right? We're in the first week of August.
It's I don't still know, winter,
what's the
though?
Date today? It's the third, fourth,
sixth.
So, you know, it's only 3 weeks away, 3.5 weeks away to September. And I've been talking about the race that I'm doing in September. So it's like, righto, I do need to get back in that gym. And I did it this morning. So I got my ass out of bed, went to gym. And the funny thing, fucking hilarious, of course, I go to F45 down at Jimboomba. And, mate, I didn't even get inside. I was walking from the car park in and, yeah, and I heard a couple of the ladies down there. So, yep, you know who you are, Vicky. Shout out to Vicky. She's just like, holy fuck, look what the cat dragged in. Where have you been?
So it's been a while then.
So, yeah. Oh, dude. And I tell you what. And, so Vicky was on board this morning. And
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong. So you can give everything you've got. from plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Kim? And, oh, dude, even though it's only been 10 weeks, so, you know, that's 2.5 months off out, being out of the gym where I was feeling fit and probably about 5 to 10 kilos lighter than I am now. Like,
yeah,
winter hasn't been good to the big stiff.
More like 10, I reckon.
Yeah, exactly right. So, you know, I'm thinking, yeah, I'll be right.
Five was really kind.
I'll just take it easy. And I didn't actually tell anyone I was turning up, so... Another mate of mine. I won't.
Was Aaron there?
Oh, or? I wasn't going to say his name.
Oh, fuck him.
Oh, I was going to call him Aaron.
Aaron?
Yeah. Because fuck him. I didn't. You know. Anyway, so
AKA
I didn't
Chris.
Tell him. I was talking, and I didn't tell Justin. I actually spoke to JR last week saying, "Hey, are you going to go to gym next week?" He's like, "Nah, I might give it another week." And I'm like, "Yeah, I might do as well." So, shout out to Justin because he's my gym buddy. He's going to turn up next week. But anyway, Aaron. You know the Aaron, that yep. clip? Anyway.
Hemsworth.
Yeah. Well, that's where I'm getting at. So I walk into the gym and I'm like, yeah, no one knows me. Everyone knows me, but I didn't tell the boys that I was going. So anyway, I'm in there and it's getting close to start time. Then fucking what walks in the door? Fucking Aaron walks in the fucking door.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, fuck, here we go. Because one thing I didn't want, I actually wanted a few sneaky sessions before next week to get my shit back on.
Did he shame you?
He
fucking shamed you,
didn't he? He fucking raped me.
Yeah.
So one thing I want to talk about is, so I've been to a couple of gyms with Aaron, and I'm so fucking happy that F45 don't have mirrors everywhere. They got none, actually. Because I have been to a couple of gyms with Aaron. Won't mention the gym name, but they've got fucking mirrors everywhere. There's no wall that you can see that doesn't have a fucking mirror on it. So you can see yourself, you know, left, right, center, upside, anyway. And old Aaron, fucking, well, you can start talking to him and he's just, you know, looking at himself and flexing and doing the whole guns and going, fuck yeah, which way is this way he's and fucking flexing fucking and doing these ones and those ones. I don't give a fuck because, you know what, he can be off me because I know it doesn't matter. He's going to tear me a new asshole like he did this morning. So I went to gym this morning to just ease myself back into it. Well, fuck. The F45 that I did, I might as well called it F10 because I did 10 minutes and I was fucked. And for the next 35 minutes, I'm like, fucking just wrecked.
The main thing is that you went.
Yeah, exactly. So, and shout out to Vicky because I told her a few things this morning that, you know, I'm back. I want to get into it. I've got a few things that I want to achieve over the next few months and whatnot. And I said, I didn't have to tell her to push me, and she's fucking up me. She is fucking up me.
Yeah.
So, which is good. I love it. So, thanks, Vicky. If you hear this, it just means that, you know, I love it. So, keep up the good work, and just even if I look like I'm about to die, just keep
on flogging.
Just keep fucking flogging me. And shout out to Aaron or Hemsworth, as we call him.
Chris.
Do
you reckon he's the Chris or do you reckon he's the other brother?
You
reckon he's the good looking one or the nearly good looking one?
I don't know. Which is the good looking one? Is it Chris?
Chris is the fucking good looking
one. Yeah, Chris. Yeah. Well,
you reckon he's that one?
Yeah. It's Chris.
What last time I seen him, he actually had a pair of Crocs on, actually. Red ones.
S.J., bruh.
Yeah, S.J.
He's got the fucking red Crocs on. Do you run Crocs?
I actually just fucking brought a pair of Crocs.
Dude.
Yep.
You know what happens when you wear Crocs. You know what happens when you put them on
feet. Tell me. What happens?
Well, you know those holes in the front top of the Crocs?
Yep.
Is it you that told me this?
I think that's me.
Yeah. So, okay. So, do I need to tell you?
Runs out.
Exactly.
Oh, mate, my dignity ran out a fucking long time ago. I simply don't give a fuck anymore.
So, I'm the only one. Well, it's between you and me. You have Crocs.
I have Crocs.
I'm stamping it here now.
You're never getting Crocs.
Never getting fucking Crocs. I don't give a fuck if I get 10 Crocs given to me.
Mate, it was those only fuckers, when I was over in Fraser last time that fucking everyone's wearing them and going, fuck. Oh, they look comfy. I said, what is, oh, fuck it, I'm just getting them.
What, if everyone jumps off a bridge, you will too?
Oh, 100% I will. 100% I will. I'm right behind you.
So I get the concept right, but I just can't get the
mate,
fashion.
Well, how long have they been out for?
1,000 years.
Oh, fashion. Fucking woo up. Have a fucking
I don't
look
get
at
the
me.
I'm
not fashionable
like as
at
in,
all.
I'm just a
I'm
plugger.
About comfortable now.
I'm a double plugger, dude. Yeah. Like as in, there can be single pluggers. I've got Havaianas. I've got fucking... Oh, did I say
they're
that?
They're not even fucking thongs, mate. Like fucking.
Yeah, no. I know. Right?
Yeah, that's
but I've got heavy armor.
They would wear. They're not even double pluggers.
They're not. No.
Nah,
but
you're
I've
not
also
even a thong wearer.
I've also got Archies.
Yeah, I've got a set of Archies.
Do you? So. Yeah. So I've got heavies. Yeah. I've got Archies, yeah. And I've got a fucking cheap pair of Tarjay fucking, yeah. And they are shit. Those Tarjay ones, the foam on them, pretty much like they feel good as soon as you put them on your feet. But then you walk around, you're a week in, you're already getting fucking stabbed in the heel by all the rocks and stuff, you know. So, but that's why they're $2. You wear them once and throw the fucking away.
So I'm sitting here now in a pair of fucking UGG boots.
Oh fuck! I didn't even
fucking,
see that.
And thongs. So yeah, I'm not about the fucking dress. Yeah, I'm about comfort.
Yeah. Well, yeah,
it's all about comfort.
So do you run it? So with your Crocs, are you in race mode or normal mode?
Oh, so I've never locked them in yet, so I don't even know if the four-wheel drive actually fucking works on them yet.
As in the strap?
You know you can get spoilers for them.
You can get fucking... So, there's so much shit that you can get for them.
Fucking headlights,
speakers,
winches,
and fucking...
You can get your fucking toes that hang out.
Oh,
giblets.
Dude.
I think they call them giblets. So.
I'd fuck that.
Nah.
Not about it.
Fuck, mate, I'm all about
I'll
it.
I'll
so
never
I actually,
buy a
I
set
actually
of fucking
wore
Crocs.
Them out, so there was no one else in the house other than the wife and I the other night, so I wore... The Crocs out and nothing else.
Just the Crocs.
Yeah.
That would have been a sight to see.
Done a little dance for the wife. So she, she peed her pants a little bit. So.
Did you put a giblet on your old fella?
No, mate. She's,
put
yeah,
a bee
she's,
on there
yeah,
for
she's,
Barney.
She's proud. So.
Yeah, no, I will never buy a pair of fucking Crocs. You can shove your Crocs up your ass. Yep, that's where I stand. I'm not a Croc
mate,
lover.
If you fucking rock Crocs, yeah.
Nah.
They're good. They're comfortable.
Oh, I can understand the concept of comfort and, you know, especially like running them in race mode where you can put the heel part on and your upper.
I think that's where I'm going to wear them is when I'm on the fucking, on the rocks at Fraser.
Yeah, right.
So I can lock them in, fucking go.
You don't reckon they'll still be slippery on the rocks?
I don't know. I'll fucking let you know.
Because
I'm going over again
I've got
next
a pair
week,
of reefies so. For Fraser.
Yeah.
Where they're just that soft material wetsuit sort of thing where you hop, skipping and jumping across rocks. And they're good, but I don't wear them all the time. I just go barefoot mostly if it's...
I did actually see something with Crocs the other day. There was actually a table tennis set you can get for them too.
Hey?
Yeah, so you actually clip one part of your fucking toe into the fucking... This one, your mate clips the other one into their side and comes with a little fucking net. And then little fucking two little bats and you fucking play table tennis. So you're missing out, mate. You are dead set fucking missing out.
Nah, I don't reckon I am.
Yeah, they come with a winch, headlights.
Yep.
Fucking the lot. Speakers, you can get speakers for the fuckers now.
Yeah, fuck that.
I'm going to accessorize these fuckers up big time, eh?
Crocs can go get
mate,
fucked.
You'll hear me coming from a fucking mile away.
Oh, there you go. So, yeah, that was off the back of Aaron or Chris or Hemsley, whatever you want to call it.
The fucking red Crocs.
So, anyway, he busted my balls today, this morning, and I'm feeling it. My guts are hurting.
Good.
He actually texted me at like 10 o'clock saying, hey, did you spew on the way home? I fucking nearly did too, hey. That first session back is a painful one. Yeah, I reckon it's going to be a week or two of, you know, I'll try and go as much as I can. And so, I'm upper anyway, because... You know, got a bit going on, got a bit coming up.
Yep.
Might got a bit ahead, got a bit going on, so. Oh, dear. Mate, what else is news? How's your week been so far?
Well, it's only Tuesday now, so, but other than the interview with Justin, that was a bit of a highlight of my week, so that was a bit of prepping and a bit of nervous energy, I suppose, like fucking... Doing that.
Yep.
Trying to work out what questions. And we had a big list of sort of shit that we were going to ask him, didn't we?
Didn't use it.
Didn't even use it.
No, we didn't
still
need to.
Fucking folded up. I think Mrs. washed it this morning, actually. So, but, that was really good. That's where I'd like to take this fucking podcast as well, like fucking interviewing more people like that.
Yeah, and I think we're
getting... That is exciting.
Yep.
I like stayed back for ages after that, had a few beers.
Yeah, it was good, wasn't it?
That was good.
We certainly got some good feedback about it.
Other than that, mate, pretty mundane, just fucking working in the city at the moment, getting up early, finishing early. Yeah.
Yep. One thing I do know I want to improve on, which is happening right now in this potty, is our with our socials, is the lighting. I was a little bit disappointed on the lighting of our last couple of social videos that we put out. You look good in the middle.
Of course then, I do. I mean, have a fucking look at me.
Of course you do. And then when it flicks to me, it's a bit dark. So I don't know if that's a lighting thing or if it was actually part of the editing that I was doing. So
I think that's a bit Josh was saying you can actually make it brighter on the actual
In the editing process. So that's something that I am aware of. When I looked at those videos, I'm like, fuck, it looks like we're sitting in the dark. But it was actually quite light. Like here.
We're going to learn.
So
we're going to learn.
The only way you figure out shit is by giving it a fucking crack.
And that's what we're doing.
Yeah, definitely. So,
but, mate, other than that, so this afternoon I sort of actually went to the IGA and went and got myself a topside. I'm making a beef jerky for the weekend for when we go out racing.
Hey?
I'm making the jerky.
Oh, for this weekend?
Yeah, this weekend. Do you like jerky?
Yeah, I do. Oh. I do. I love it.
So I've actually, I normally do it with a silver side.
Yeah, yes.
And cut up fine and
yep.
Put my special sauces. I'm not giving you fuckers anything, ingredients or anything like that. So it's my own special sauces. So he's going to fuck off.
Fair enough.
It's pretty simple.
I was going to say.
It's very fucking
soy
simple.
Soy sauce, bit of barbecue sauce.
Yeah, cut it all up and got it marinating, so tomorrow afternoon I'll come home and start putting in the air dryer.
Yep.
Air dehydrator. And, take us up to Gundawindi with us.
Oh, dude, I'm already salivating.
Yeah.
I need a drink.
Well, I'm trying to keep you guys, buddy, give you a little bit of protein for when you're the racing. So.
Yeah, well, but saying that, so this weekend is the third round of the ARB series.
Yep.
And we talked about our first round, which was Rainbow. I don't think we've actually mentioned the second round that Justin did.
That was Hilston, yeah?
Hilston. With Justin, I didn't go. That was the race I mentioned in a couple of potties. I didn't go. I had a bit going on. So Levi...
We might have just touched base on it.
Oh, he might have? Okay, yeah, so Levi jumped in the car. Levi jumped in the car and, mate, that little Levi is a little magic genie. Because they brought home the bacon. That's right. Played that song,
yep.
We Are the Champions. So we have talked about it. So puts the pressure on me because now that Levi's not in the car this weekend, I am. What's going to happen if we don't win? I'm the bad juju.
You are
the
bad woo-woo. Juju. Yeah, so fucking look out.
I know, like it's got the pressure on that. You know what? Maybe I need to retire to give Justin his...
I'll tell you, if I was Levi... No, Levi's my drinking partner out there anyway, so he has to keep on going, so...
Oh, dear. So we're going to make Justin drive all weekend and then drive home because we're all going to be pissed.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh, you've heard it first here, JR.
Sorry, JR. Cheers, mate.
Oh, that's gold. Yep. So yeah, that's this weekend. Dude, one thing I wanted to talk to you about was I just mentioned about the gym thing I went to this morning. So after that, I came home. A couple of things happened on the way home. One thing... was I went and had a dump, right? I had to back out a big Mick Grogan. Sitting on the dunny.
A coffee one or? Oh, no. You don't drink coffee, do you?
No, I don't. Coffee and Crocs. You fucking CCs.
See, I think people that don't drink coffee or tea are strange.
Yeah. I'm strange then.
You're definitely strange, yeah. So.
Yeah, no coffee, no Crocs. No CCs.
No
CCs. But I do love CCs. Yeah. Canadian Club. Shout out to the Canadian Club.
Yeah, so you had to have a bit of a dump.
I had to have a dump, right?
Thanks for
And you know when you're sitting on that. The you know when you're sitting on the throne and you know, fuck these days, you take your phone in with you and you start scrolling. 10 minutes goes past, right? You've done your business fucking 8.5 minutes ago, but you're just sitting there scrolling, just taking up time. But then you feel that your fucking right leg is starting to go to sleep. Do you ever get that, you know, when your elbows, you know, when you've got your elbow on your thigh, like on your leg and you're just leaning there and then your leg goes to sleep?
No, mate, I walk in there, I shit and I fucking go.
You get your business.
Sometimes I might sit there for a little bit too long, but I've never had a fucking numb leg.
Really?
I'm sitting on the shitter, no.
Well, I fucking felt it start to get numb. I'm like, oh, right, fuck, let's get up before this, you know, turns into pins and needles. Well, anyway, you know.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got.
from plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Got up, walked out. Holy fuck, it hit me.
So the blood started flowing. You could have actually walked in out of a fucking disabled toilet and actually looked like you should have been in a disabled
100%.
Toilet.
100%. Pins and needles hit me like fucking, you know when you get pins and needles and it just, I don't know, it just runs up your leg and then your toes start getting all fucking freaked out and you're like, ah, oh, fuck. And like there was, as soon as I felt the first warning of my legs going to sleep, I was up, right, fucking done. I was trying to stop the whole episode of having pins, like pins and needles, yeah, big fucking deal, stiff, whatever. But fuck me, it went on for about 5 minutes of just pins and needles and fucking my blood's...
You thought you'd done self fucking...
Fucking injury.
Permanent damage.
Yeah, fucking a bit of pins and needle fucking episode this morning.
So what do you actually call it when you actually go the buddy, the dump, like to the dump or...
Going for shit?
Yeah, going for shit. What's your go-to?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because I've got a list.
Why do you fucking hit me with it?
You know what my brain does, right? Yeah. I start going through.
Fucking, yeah.
And I started writing down ones that I use all the time. I started thinking some freshies. And then I asked around and I got some new ones. So I made a list. If you're going to go do a shit, you can say this. I got to give birth to a Kiwi. Shout out to the Kiwis.
There goes our numbers in fucking New Zealand.
Another one. I'm taking a stroll to the gravy bowl.
I've never heard that one.
I've never heard of that one either. This one I never heard of. It was like giving birth to Kim Beazley. another one. Off to the bog to leave an offering. I've never heard of that. This is one of mine. Time to snap off a Grogan.
Yep.
Yep. We've all probably used that. This one, I think I've heard, but anyway, have to hang a brown bear in the porcelain cave.
Never heard that.
No?
No.
I'm going to strangle a brownie.
No.
There's a brown dog barking at the back door.
AKA need a shit.
I'm going to give birth to your twin.
I've heard that, yeah.
Need to choke a brown dog. Yep. This is one I've never heard of, and it's going for a Rodney. Now, I've got a brother called Rodney, and I've never... So, shout out to...
Is he a turd?
He must be.
He must be a turd.
Because this is on the list.
Going for a Rodney.
Going for a Rodney. No offense, Rodney, but yeah, anyway.
You're a turd.
Taking out the garbage. I got to back one out. That was one I put down. Release the chocolate hostage. And the famous one that I've always said a lot of time is, I've got to go lay some cables for Telstra. Got to go back out of McNuggets.
Well, there's one there that you haven't said is going to drop the kids off at the pool.
Oh, yeah. Fuck, forgot that one. So if you've got a famous saying that you use to go to a shit, call it in. Do a voice recording. Fucking oath. I want to hear what you use or how you tell someone you're going to back out a big turd. Send it into the lads potty at gmail.com. Oh, dude, that's fucking got me, right?
This potty's gone to shit.
Yeah, well, it's probably what we'll call it, shit potty. mate, another one. Fuck me. I backed that up. There was two things that happened this morning. Pins and needles, taking a shit. Right, we've covered that.
Yep.
The other thing was there was an amazing rainbow this morning. Did you see it?
Mate, no. I get up at like 4:30 in the morning. There's no sun, so I can't fucking see shit. And that have been working indoors all day.
Oh, have you?
Well, with a crane, like fucking very...
Well, that was an amazing rainbow. It was very, very good. Like, I haven't seen a morning rainbow for a while. I can't really remember. It might be 6 months, might be a year. Who knows? But you normally see the afternoon rainbows when you get the afternoon showers. This wasn't this morning. So driving home from the gym, I was like, oh, this start of a rainbow. And it just started out in the distance. By the time I got home, it was this massive, beautiful looking rainbow. I was like, oh, there you go. That's what I saw.
That's it.
Yeah. Well,
no pot of gold.
Oh, nothing. I've got a heap of notes to go off it, but I'm just. Well, that's the thing. Have you ever chased the rainbow?
Oh, look, No. Never. There's no pot of gold. It's a fucking illusion.
Well, I've got
fucking sunlight coming through fucking particles of water. Yep. Don't let me go all fucking science on you.
No, well, I've got a few facts about rainbows.
Go, give it to me.
You can never get to the end of a rainbow.
No.
Yep. Now, I thought when
that's
I was younger.
That's why there's a pot of gold there.
I thought when I was younger that I did one day. I got on my motorbike. I saw the rainbow, chased it up the back paddock, and I was like, I'm getting closer. And I reckon I was in it because the rain, I don't know, it just felt like I was in it because I could see it. Then I couldn't see it because I'd passed it.
So you turned around then?
And I turned around and went back through it. Now, because the only reason it did that was because of obviously the way that the scud of shower came across, it was kind of like the end of the rain. And it was also the end of the rainbow. Now, either that was true or I fucking dreamt it and made it up. I don't know. But the facts are, you can never get to the end of the rainbow.
Yeah.
I think I did one day.
Yeah.
Might have been on fucking, I don't know.
Did you have any mushrooms prior to going chasing this fucking rainbow?
I don't know, but I reckon I did.
Yeah.
You can see a circular rainbow from the sky. Well, big fucking
well,
deal.
Well, rainbows are circular from the sky, so there's no arch. It's not McDonald's.
Mm,
it's from the sky. It's a circle.
Is it?
Yeah. That's a well-known fact.
Fuck, I should have Googled that.
Just like fucking dignity holes in Crocs.
Yeah. Yeah, everything else about it is pretty shit, so I'm just going to skip that. That's a bit about rainbows. So I saw one this morning anyway.
Yeah.
So that was...
the things that I've been fucking listening to and sort of hearing is mainly about the Olympics. Obviously, yep. We're in the Olympics at the moment, so you've got that fucking... that bloke that's been fighting the Sheilas in the boxing.
Oh, now, can you fill me in about this? Because I've seen photos of it, but I don't know anything about it.
So there's a lot of my stuff is unfounded, so sort of it's not researched or anything like that. It's just listen to other people in that talk. So it's, you get a lot of people saying, well, you should never punch a woman.
Yep.
This bloke is, but apparently he comes from, I don't even know what country he's from. Maybe we can Google that. We'll find out. But apparently there's a low quality for if you're male or female in that country that he comes from. So it's not the Olympics actually saying that he's male or female, but the country he comes from just has no qualifications. You can sort of fake a passport or anything like that. So he's now a woman.
But he's got a dick.
No, he's a transgender.
Oh, sorry, has he had the snip?
Fucking hope so, wouldn't you?
Well, he's either got a dick or he doesn't.
I don't know. We're going to have to do some more research on that before I actually fucking say too much more about it.
I don't give a fuck. We can say whatever we want. It's our potty.
You don't hit women anyway, so.
Well, that's what you're getting at.
Yeah.
If you're a dude and you got a dick, don't go punching women.
No. So I'm fucking off that. That can fuck off.
Yeah.
Men in the Olympic sports or any sports, if you're a fucking man and you want to go and change your gender to become female... you're not going to play power sports with fucking women.
No. What they can do...
you can fuck off.
That too. But what they can do, go find another fucking transgender fuckface and punch them in the face because then it's equal.
Yeah.
It's two dudes that now are chicks.
Yep.
And they can punch themselves in the fucking head.
Yep.
Not... yeah.
But one good sporting story I've actually got coming out of the Olympics, that's a bad fucking sporting story actually, so is Yusof... fuck this! I'm gonna fuck his name up big time. So I think it's Yusof Dikil, the Turkish shooter. Have you not seen him?
Nah, dude, I have not seen any of him. I've been living under a fucking rock.
So old mate's a pistol shooter.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's a pistol shooter.
I might have seen a photo. Yeah, keep going.
Yeah, so this bloke is fucking just going in there. So everyone's got the sporting glasses where they fucking flick up and shit. So I also shoot pistols and that. So you know a bit of shit about it.
Yep.
And they've got fucking their stances and that. Old mate's got his fucking left hand in his pocket. I tried to do this the best I can. And he's fucking got one arm, both eyes open.
Yeah, right.
Which is unheard for shooters. Like that's why they have the little flap over one eye.
How'd he go?
And fucking silver.
Fuck,
nearly scored a perfect.
So
fucking,
what did Clint Eastwood it?
Yeah, fuck, mate, just owned it.
Just fucking, just like the old days.
Yep.
Fucking hell.
Yep.
Good old Clint Eastwooded.
Clint Eastwood. He's from Turkey, so, and Turkeys make a lot of good guns too, actually. So,
is it Clint Eastwood? Who does all the?
Yeah, he I know what you're thinking, punk. Yeah,
like yeah,
yeah. I know what you're thinking, but yeah. So that's my Olympic fucking news. So, other than that,
yeah. Wow. I have not seen. I've seen fuck all Olympics. You know what I mean? Working. It's
fucking everywhere.
I know.
How can you see fuck all from it?
Simply because I go to work and I work and then when I leave work, I do a lot with this podcast.
You are very hard to get hold of.
But that's what I love, mate. I love getting in and around this podcast and giving it my all at the moment. So it's good. Another thing I wanted to bring up was... I had a bloke that I was talking to the other day. No, I didn't have a bloke. That came out really wrong. We'll edit that out, eh? We'll snip that out and
we've
use it.
Not fucking edited anything in this fucking podcast.
No, not edit out. I'll snip that out and put it up on the Instagram that
I had a bloke.
I had a bloke. Yeah. Anyway,
you know a bloke that you had a bloke?
Oh, so you know, oh, that's what fucking Aaron did to me this morning. I was doing the froggy thing.
Was Aaron the bloke?
I was doing the froggy thing, and he's...
this is getting fucking... I know, worse.
It's where you...
You're fucking digging yourself a fucking deep...
Well, it's part of it, right? You do this froggy thing where you bend over and you've got your arms in between your knees and you're doing the squatty thing, right? So you're doing that, and old fucking Aaron walks in behind me and starts owning me. Fuck you, Aaron. I'm off him.
That's just a dominance play. Dominance.
Actually love you, bruz. So this next guy I want to talk about, he freaked me out. This guy, okay, so I was talking to a dude. I don't want to paint too much of a picture here, but let's just say I was talking to a guy. And you know when you talk to someone and they just come across really confused?
Yeah.
Like they struggle to say their words. Maybe they don't know how to talk. I don't know. But this one bloke was so confused in trying to explain himself that I started to just... Fuck. You know the other day when you were talking to me and my head started drifting off? When was that? Was that yesterday?
Fuck, mate. That was like 3 minutes ago. Oh. 4 minutes ago, and I've actually got a fucking diary on it, actually. So sometimes I'm just sitting there talking to Stiffy and just going,
what do I do? Do my eyes, hello? Like, do I just zone out?
No, you're just not there. I'm just sitting there going, I just said something really funny, cunt, and you just fucking...
Well, this happened the other day. This guy was struggling to talk and explain himself, and I think I fell asleep standing up.
Oh, is that what I do to you?
No.
Is that it?
I struggled to listen to him, and I'm just thinking, and then I thought, I wonder what it would be like driving a car with him in the city. Like, he was really nervous-y, sort of couldn't explain himself. So I'm like, fuck, imagine driving through the city with this guy. He wouldn't know if he's got to turn left, right, fucking what old mate's doing beside him. And
I reckon I'd drive around a lot of those people, actually.
What do you reckon if he was to go shopping? This is where my head was going. Imagine you're walking up to like the fruit and veggie.
Wait a sec. So while he's talking to you, this is what you're going
through. This is going through my head because it took like, it really fucked my head over.
Mm.
So this is going through my head talking to him because I'm thinking, man, if you were to go shopping for bananas, he would struggle because in Woolworths, you've got all the bananas, but then you've got all the green bananas. So if you want to buy a banana buy a banana today, but you don't want to eat it in 3 or 4 days, you buy a green one. Yeah? Yeah? You with me?
I don't buy bananas.
Oh, okay. Well, in Woolworths, they have stages of bananas, right? Yep. So you've got the green ones down that end.
I'm fucking confused already.
Yeah, well, you've got the light green ones down here, and you've got the right ones ready to go.
Yep.
And if you want to, you normally, I can walk straight into Woolworths and go, that bunch right there, there's 4 bananas on there, that'll last me 4 days.
Yep.
One banana a day, no worries. I never buy the green ones.
No, because they'll give you pain in the tummy if you fucking eat one.
Well, you've got to wait 3 or 4 days for them to ripen up. Yeah. So, you know, you can buy them. You just, anyway. Now, I'm making this sound so fucking confusing.
Yeah, well, you confuse me. But I've fucking seen that look on your face when I'm talking to you, and it's just fucking...
Hello.
Hello, Steve. He's like fucking...
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights.
Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Three or four fucking sentences in front of me already. So
I was thinking of the Woolworths banana things. Then I started thinking, I wonder what this fucker would be like taking him out for dinner, reading the menu. I could picture him reading the whole menu, turning the fucker over, reading the whole back, and then turning the fucker back over and going back over the front. Pity, like, dude, it's food. Just pick something.
I do that.
Do you do that?
I fucking do that.
You read the menu six times?
Yeah, 100%. So I'll flip it over three or four times. I blame it on ADHD. I reckon I've got it. So I've actually been diagnosed for it, so I've got it. But I do. I read at the front.
Yep.
I might read the first two lines there, and I'll read the first two lines here. I'll flip it over. I'll read something over this side, then I'll flip it back over, and I'll read that side.
Yeah, right.
So I do it.
So you don't already have a flavour in your head. You know, like I'm driving out, I'm going out for dinner. If I feel like fucking steak, I'm going to get a steak.
Depends on where I'm going.
Then I've only, but you know where you're going because you're going there. But then
it depends on which restaurant you're going to. So if you're going to a pizza restaurant,
yep.
So I've got no idea what pizza I'm having.
Are you?
I actually put no fucking thought into that whatsoever. So when I'm driving to a restaurant, there's no thought on what I'm going to eat at that restaurant. I'm driving to a restaurant.
Yeah, right.
So when I get to the restaurant, then I'll look at the menu.
There's no conversations in the car going, geez, I wonder if we have...
No, none. Nothing.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, no, nothing. I'll talk about just day's activities. Talking about the menu.
Oh, I get that.
We used to have a favourite restaurant. We used to go up to the Chili Den on Tamarind Mountain.
The what?
We had the Chili Den.
Oh.
It was a Thai restaurant up there, mate. It was fucking deluxe.
Yeah, I think I've been there.
Yeah, up near the little bank.
Yeah.
Up there. And I'd always go It was garlic prawns, and then we'd have the ribs. It was fucking spectacular. So that was the only place I ever went to, and I'd have the same thing over and over. But when I'm going to Bowie, I'll always look at the special board. Oh, yeah, I don't actually go out to fucking say you do you? You've obviously fucking do, don't you? You know what? So if you're going,
I already know what
we're going to the Bowie Hotel. What are you having?
Fuck, that's easy. Chicken wingies.
That's it.
Chicken wingies.
You're not going to look at the menu to see what else is there?
Right now you said let's go to the Bowie. Righto, I'm going to get a fucking bowl of chicken wingies and maybe a garlic bread to share.
We're coming back to this. I've got to pee. This is too fucking interesting to me.
All right, hang on. Fuck. Wait.
Oh.
That's better, eh, mate? Ooh. Oh, that was a nice crack you had there, buddy.
Fuck yeah, I need that. I hope the listeners enjoyed the
piss music
while we're off doing that.
Yeah, that's so a that's
you've
a
got fr- something th- funky and upbeat, have you? That you put on for the boys or the girls?
Today?
No. You said you got some music, so when we're having a piss, so they got something to listen to.
Yeah, that was
upbeat, fucking funky, fancy sort of shit, yeah?
No, that was our music.
I didn't hear it.
Oh.
So
you must have just missed it.
I'll have to listen.
You'll have to listen back to it.
Yeah.
That's our new.
Anyway,
piss
so
music.
Let's get back to fucking Doctor Strange here.
Can I crack?
Yeah, go for it.
Your crack was good too.
just fucking spat shit all over himself. Just
fucking squirted on my face. Jesus.
Oh, fuck it. It's Tuesday.
Okay, so
it's a fucking school night too. So
yeah, I know. So we were talking about. I was talking about this confused bloke that I was talking to.
Yeah, then we got onto the fucking menus and the fucking restaurants and shit like that.
I do read the menu, but don't get me wrong. I can go to a place and then just go, fuck yeah, I want a steak tonight, or I want chicken wingies, or I want a rack of ribs, and just smack it.
Yeah, so my wife will actually go to a restaurant and she'll go through the whole fucking thing, and then she'll get a chicken parmigiana. The end. Every fucking time.
My son's like that.
Yep.
He's grown up with going out to dinner, and he will just have chicken nuggets and fries like a kid's meal.
Yep.
And then the big bastard got too big for that. We actually used to get him, I think, 2 feeds of chicken nuggets. And
then pull up at McDonald's on the way home.
And then it was like, oh, we better introduce him to a full-size meal when he was getting bigger. And we start him off on the chicken parmy. And, yeah, what do you want tonight, Kai? Chicken parmy.
Chicken parmy.
Everything's fucking chicken parmy. It's
chicken
like
chicken burger.
He's getting better at it. I think, yeah, he's getting better. But it's just, it's the go-to thing. Like chicken, a chicken parmy or a snit, like snit is just a naked chicken parmy, yeah, really. But a chicken parmy, like fucking hell. I think you were saying one day we might even do a bit of a parmy crawl.
I think we need to actually go and check out a few of these local pubs around Bowie.
Rate my palmy? Is that what you called it?
We'll fucking rate something, yeah.
I will rate something.
Because I'm going to read the menu first.
84 fucking times. I might let you
I'm
get there.
I'm not going 84 times. Like, I'm going to read the first, the last, and then the fucking this side, and then flip it over. It's just, yeah, it must be a bit of a nervous energy thing I do, sir.
Yeah, well, anyway, that was about a fucking conversation I had with this dude that I got really confused. Imagine taking him to the airport, right? And you had to go through security. This dude that is confused. I'm painting a picture in my head where he would look at the guy that's taken the swabbing and the for the, you know, the gunpowder or whatever, explosives. He'd be like, oh, don't look at him, don't look at him. Oh, fuck, I just looked at him, oh, fuck. Like freaking out in his own head. Then he'd start sweating and then he'd be panting and then he'd be like, oh, I'm nervous.
Poor bugger. Oh. Poor bugger.
Anyway, this dude really got the better of me.
Obviously.
So I'm not going to call him out, but I fucking just did in my own way.
Yep.
Is that weird?
Not really, no.
No. So it was, wasn't it?
You're a weirdo. You're a weirdo. He's probably had a stroke or something, poor bugger.
Oh, no.
Oh, now I feel fucking bad.
No. Anyway. So, yeah, mate. Fuck. It's anyway, these beers are good, aren't they?
They are good beers. The Larrys, I fucking quite like them, so. Mm.
But, yeah. What else have you got, buddy?
Mate, today,
oh, actually,
other than today,
I've got another couple of things. Aussie sayings. I'm hungry. You know how we just did the poo?
Fucking fanging for a feed.
Okay, so if you're fucking that hungry,
I could eat Christ off the cross.
Yeah, what about I could eat a low-flying duck?
Yep.
What else you got? I could eat a horse and his fucking jockey.
Horse and the rider, yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
What about I could eat the crotch out of a dead leopard's undies? I heard that one the other day. Also, I could eat the horse. Oh, yeah. I just said that.
Eat the horse and chase the rider.
So hungry, I'd eat a shit sandwich, only I don't like bread.
Oh.
I could eat the ass out of a rag doll through a cane chair.
Yeah. Have you ever done the old thing when the kids walk up and you go, oh, yeah, I'm hungry, and I go, oh, I'm Barney?
The old yeah, dad joke?
Yeah, I'm Barney.
Oh, the old.
I hate that. They get hangry.
They get.
Oh, fuck! I'll tell you about fucking hangry. My daughter.
What happened?
When we used to go out skiing at Big River down towards Grafton, and she just learnt to wakeboard, so she went for fucking ages. She up the river, fucking turned around again up the river, and I went fuck it. She's stopping, so I just fucking put her into neutral, dropped her off. And she's fucking, arms are up in the air. She's fucking giving it to me. And we've got a big saying in the boat. If you yell at the driver, you've got to do the dishes. You can never yell at the driver. Like, it's not the driver's fault. It's yours. And anyway, so pull up. And she's going, oh, I didn't want to stop. I said, did you have breakfast? Have you eaten? Mm. And she said, yes. I said, what did you have? And she said, nothing. So I jumped into the water with a packet of Jats in my hand, and I'm just fucking shoving its biscuits into its mouth.
Oh, God.
Yeah. She gets fucking hangry.
Was she up off me the other day when I spelled her name wrong?
Yeah, mate. She's still up you.
Oh, sorry,
mate,
Holly.
She has not let that go.
Yeah.
So she wants to borrow the Land Cruiser.
Prado.
Need a bag of dick. It's a fucking Land Cruiser. It says so on the red.
Righto.
So she wants to go, when we're going out to Gundy, she's going to Esk.
Mm-hmm.
And she wants a Land Cruiser.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, yeah, you can borrow it, but you're going to have to put something up nice on Facebook for me. Like, just say, yeah, I love you, Dad. really hard shit for her to fucking say. So, I love you. Fucking just, yeah. And make it meaningful. That's what it said. You got to make it meaningful. Yes. So she's done it. I said, right out. I looked at it. Left it 5 minutes. There's no comments.
Oh.
This little bitch has put it fucking private. So it's only her and I that can see it.
Oh.
I said, nah, you're going to have to put it on public. So
oh, she's putting it on public.
She's done something, but there's been no comments. And normally there's, oh, you've been hacked.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. So she's done something fucking sneaky.
So you could see it.
Yeah, but no one else can see it. So I fucking copy and paste and fucking put it on my Facebook. So I actually hadn't had a look at any of the replies yet.
It's cold.
Yeah, so she wants to borrow the Land Cruiser next weekend. So, yeah, she's taking that up to Crow's Nest. It's going to be fucking cold up there.
I definitely think we've got another 3 or 4 weekends of, well, it is. We've got 3 or 4 more weekends of winter. So, but, yeah, Esk, some of those places out there.
Oh, fuck.
Woo! You see, out at Stanthorpe last weekend, at Applethorpe, Stanthorpe, that sort of area, Granite Belt. Fuck, it got cold out there.
Yeah, proper cold.
Proper cold. I think it was like minus, oh, fuck, it was something stupid, like minus 11, 6. Fuck, do I know. It was cold.
Yeah.
It's like, ugh.
No good. No one could do that.
No. Hell no. Mate, we're going to call it. 55 minutes. That's good. So great catching up with you again today, mate. It was just a good one just to sit down in this new studio, just to set everything up and have a good old fucking beer with you and get out of my head into this shed. Well, it is a shed, isn't it? The new studio.
It's not the shed.
And so it's been great setting this up, and I reckon we're nearly, you know, going to call it a quitty. So, of course, if you guys want to participate in anything that we do, say, or do, say, or go, just remember the lads potty email address or rant line. You can do it. You just abuse it. Just get on.
Yeah, just tell what can fuck off in your life too.
100%.
Actually, we do fuck offs.
Oh, I want to hear some fuck offs. Oh, did we do one today?
Yeah. What was your fuck off for the week?
Have you done one?
Yeah, I've done one.
Oh.
See, this is another thing.
No, so
see,
I've done.
Steve's
I have done one,
and he hasn't even fucking listened to me.
No, well, I'm
Steve
gonna
can fuck off.
I'm gonna call out Aaron. He can fuck off.
Oh,
but I still love him.
Yeah, but I'm gonna send him a message tonight to flog you.
Well,
tomorrow.
He's gonna hear this anyway, so I don't. Well, if, I don't even know if he listens. So, so anyway, that's great. Get out of your head. Get into the shed.
Yeah.
Forget the date and call a mate, you know.
And call one of those mates that you haven't spoke to in a few years. Fucking surprise the fuck out of them.
100%.
Like they done to me today, like, and fucking made my day.
That's gold.
Today and yesterday. So I had a couple of phone calls from, and you're all mates.
Yeah.
But yeah, fucking, yeah, we don't speak enough and, yeah.
Time just goes.
Mate, I will be speaking to a few fucking randoms this week.
Good.
Yeah.
Make it your mission. My mission is to get back into that gym. And my mission is actually get back in that fucking gym.
And get frogged.
And get something from the Hemsworth. I'm going to get hemsed. Is that even a saying?
It is now.
I'm going to get hemsed in the gym. Hemsed. Ooh. So anyway, get out of your heads. Get in the sheds. Forget the date. Call a mate. Righto. I am out.
See you's bye. Come on. Let's go. I don't know what comes